She was confused and felt impotent with her inability to act. She'd kept her feelings locked away for so long now that it was foreign, this deluge of emotion. She was afraid to follow her wants and needs. Those kinds of things led to a dark place. Her head shot up as a sliver of clarity cut through the fog. "What do you want?" Kane remained silent, but something changed. She felt it. His pulse was faster and his breaths fell in shorter, quicker spurts. Danger solidified and wrapped itself around her tight as she struggled to make sense of her emotions and get words out of her mouth. "You said I could ask you anything," she started in a rush. "Why are you..." She shook her head, felt the burn in her gut surge as a wave of anger thrust through her. "Why are you doing this?" "This?" he asked silkily, dangerously. His gaze swept along her arm, from where his hand held her still, up to her chest, where he lingered a little too long. She felt her nipples harden, felt them strain against the tight confines of her t-shirt. A shiver rolled over her body, and she exhaled shakily as he slowly lifted his eyes and gazed directly into hers.